Texas Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay. Got some pictures.
We started to look at these.
Right.
Would you like to see those again?
It's like a rap song that they wrote themselves.
You've all seen them?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead and, I think, Christine, that's you on this one.
They're requesting $6,000, and the Boys and Girls Club in Green Bay have two locations, and they service around 3,000 students. One of their goals is for academic success. They put a lot of emphasis on that. In this project, they do a lot of different types of things. And what they're doing is they're also learning skills that can be applied to real-life careers. And a lot of times these kids aren't that crazy about going to school. And when they get involved in this, they realize that education would be a plus if they want to pursue these particular areas. It would be like graphics. They do a lot of graphics, a lot of Photoshop, a lot of different things with that. And even in their little cartoons, there's different styles. It's primarily for poverty, at-risk, Black and Hispanic students and some white students. In Green Bay, there's only about 2-3% of Blacks. They're the smallest minority. There's more Hispanics and Asians, probably Hmongs. But what else did I say? Oh, they're also developing writing skills through their rap song. They have to learn how to rhyme and how to the music behind that. They're creating skits. They're actually doing a lot of writing. They're really involved in creating this program. It's ongoing for the whole year, so there's a number of different things they do. Writing skills, songs, creating skits. Budgeting. They have to budget. The kids are actually involved in the budget, another life skill. I didn't really see that in any other project. They have to work in teams, and we've all worked on teams. It's a good learning experience that applies well in the adult life and working life. So they learn how to do that. They learn to work through their problems. And one comment was, one of the girls says, it takes a lot of grit to get this done. So what they've done is they've worked through the hard parts, they've come to the end, and they've been successful. And I think that's very important for children who aren't accustomed to that. They're funded by a foundation in addition to the monies that they raise. So they're, if they, you know, in the last couple of years they haven't raised enough, so the foundation comes in and picks up the rest. And they say they can get up to 3%. So you can imagine how big that foundation is. It's huge. Then I also, they're working with the Untitled Town Book and Author. They had that, last year was their first year I attended. It was very well received. I think what will happen is they'll get to present their work in front of an audience that would not normally go to the Boys and Girls Club. So I think that's a very positive way to approach it. I think the shortcoming is that they only have that particular, they only mention that particular organization. I happen to know that they work with, you saw Aaron Rodgers, the Packer. That's an ongoing thing. They have an ongoing relationship with the Packers. They come out every year and talk to the kids. And one year, it was on television, one of the guys that came out said, hey, I was one of these kids. This was me. I've gone through college, I'm successful, but it's the Boys and Girls Club. Okay. So, as far as evaluation, they track how many people attend, how often. They measure The development of the skills. That's about it for me. Oh, they have the teachers they work, the artists they work with, they're on staff. So they have an ongoing relationship with. That's probably why it's a whole year project.
Mm-hmm. Nick, you're a second.
I was really impressed with the quality of what was produced, and I think the educational outcomes for the students is pretty incredible. The quality of the people who are teaching it, and all the skills that they'll be developing, and life skills, as well as technical things. The one thing where I think it was a little bit weak was it's an expensive program, and there's a good reason why they're paying for high quality educators and equipment. I think that there's probably a way that beyond this kind of community presentation, that there's somehow that they could tie more kids into the experience. Probably not more kids into the working with the artists, because that needs to be a very intimate kind of long-term relationship. But I would have liked to see them just looking or explaining how this project is going to be meaningful or relevant to more students or other people.
Well, they have a lot of other programs that they run besides this one.
They do. Alternative school.
In relationship to this program, has a lot of money to spend.
Okay.
And so I think that I don't doubt that it does connect to other students in other ways, but I just would have liked to see that it's
good. I have a couple of thoughts, too. I think they could have also listed, they didn't list writing skills as one of the outcomes or part of what would be taught in these courses and workshops, as well as interviewing skills. Part of this, they're going to interview community members. So those are, they're embedded in their project, so they could draw that out as basically learning goals for the students. I'm wondering why their marketing budget is $3,000 for this project, because that was where when they pulled out what money they would, the Wisconsin Arts Board money they would use, $3,000 of it was for marketing. So I didn't, what?
Oh, I know. The untitled
about that?
Town book and author event does a lot of advertising. They're in the newspapers, they're on television. They do a lot of outreach to the schools, and so I think that's why. I think the Untitled Town Book is carrying most of that.
And I think marketing is one of the things that often gets overlooked, where there's a lot of great programs happening, but the marketing budget is always very low, and unless you're able to get on printed materials, radio ads, and TV, it's kind of hard for people to come to the actual events.
Yeah,
so it does seem high, but I think it's appropriate, especially when you're working with a big partnership.
Yeah, thank you. That makes sense. And then the only other thing was what you were saying about a lot of what they're trying to communicate through these stories is stories from their community. And like you mentioned, if they're only getting this little slice of the community. Well, I suppose those are the students who are at Boys and Girls Club, though, because they mentioned low-income students, Black and Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
If those are the students going to the Boys and Girls Club, I suppose that's where they're drawing from. But to me, that's a representation of this chunk of the community. If we're representing the whole community, then we want other student voices there. But I think you can't do it all.
Well,
so.
They said white, too.
Yeah. So...
The one thing that I'm stealing from this is the evaluation form they have in this program. Have you asked questions, made a plan, tried something that did not work? They have great questions, and I'm going to steal them. Because it's a great visual presentation.
It is. Definitely sit down.
Great questions.
About a minute left.
And I'll say on what you all have commented on quite a bit, I think that we do say that, if it's a quality experience for, even if it's just a portion of the community, that is still worthy of, potentially worthy of, you know, funding. So,
and as I was talking it out loud, I'm like, oh, okay, it's not that it's not an issue.
But it's a good
sometimes issue. I need to hear it before I'm like, yeah. Oh, it's not valid.
Valid. Any other comments on that one?
As a former art teacher, anytime you give students a chance to tell their own stories and give them the tools to do it with, I always find that it's particularly strong and it can be a very powerful experience and very transformative for students themselves too.
Yeah.